Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. Today, we're reading the reading for Maundy Thursday, which is the day that we realize Jesus washed his disciples' feet. We're going to read that story from John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, then we'll jump down to 31 through 35. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it in the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began washing the disciples' feet to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not now know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet only, but my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was going to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, he had put on his robe and returned to the table and said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, then you are blessed if you do them." When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has to be glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also love one another. By this will everyone know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Yeah, on this Maundy Thursday, so much in this passage about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. First and foremost, it means that the way of Jesus is a way of service. And then that we are called to love one another. Jesus sums it up at the end here. The way that people will know we are the disciples of Jesus is the way we love one another. And love really is service of others. In order to love someone, you have to give up your desires and honor theirs above yours. You have to sacrifice something. I always talk about when you have a baby as a parent, like you are going to give up things to love that baby. You're going to give up sleep. You're going to give up money. You're going to give up time. You're going to give up a room in your house usually if you have that room for a baby. You're going to give up all kinds of things. And that is what love does. It serves others. And so these two commands, these two readings we really see go really well together today. In order to love others, we have to serve others. Jesus took the role of a servant and Peter couldn't handle it. He's like, "No, I'm not going to let you serve me." And Jesus says, "Well, then you have no part of me," because that is what love is. If you're going to receive my love, you have to be able to be served even. But then it's not just about being served. It's about going out and serving others. And so to follow in the footsteps of Jesus is to lay our lives down for the sake of others. One of the things that seems to be really popular today, or at least I see all the time, is that people in the church need to make sure that the world knows where we stand. And Jesus doesn't say that to his disciples. He doesn't say, make sure you get it correct. Make sure you teach people the command so they will know who you are. What if the church stopped trying to tell everyone what to do and instead started serving one another? What if our churches looked like little beacons of hope where you could see real love in action? This is, I think, the dream, is that the church is supposed to be this little bitty version of what the world is, what Jesus wants for the world. So the way we love each other in church should be such that the people look and say, oh, these people are different. Oh, this must be what it looks like to be a follower of Jesus. This is how people will know we are the disciples of Jesus, not by telling them our beliefs and opinions and laws, but by loving each other well. And Jesus will say, even to the point of loving our enemies well. So if you're a member of the church today, if you're a Christian, you consider yourself a follower of Christ, maybe something to think about on this Maundy Thursday is maybe we don't need to always shout through the megaphone to people about what we believe, but maybe we could just pick up a towel and a basin and start washing some feet. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.